This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, the cattle market started off with some mixed trade and even some negative trade for a while there. Then started getting their feet underneath them, started trading positive. Did not do anything overly impressive, did not even close on the highs of the session. We did not have a lot of fresh news. Box beef was 26 cents higher on choice. That selects up 34 cents, had a movement of 34 loads. Well, an estimated kill today of 111,000 head. The weekly kill, 567,000, at 7,000 more than last week. We have not confirmed any cash yet, but we're hearing that it's at least maybe starting off steady with last week, which would be 172. And at the close today, December cattle 65 higher, February cattle up 32, the Jan feeders up 77, March feeders up 72, and Feb hogs 45 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
We saw quite a scramble today as we was up early, then we went down. Then we saw the markets come back, especially the soybean complex late in the session. But as the soybeans were coming back near their highs of the day, the corn market started to go back down. The wheat market was unable to hold their highs today. Not a lot of big news. Probably the biggest thing floating around out there was the inability of the EPA to once again act on the renewable fuels quota. So that's going to be put off till sometime next year, it looks like. On the close today, we did see December KC wheat a penny and three quarters higher. March KC up three quarters of a penny. December Chicago was unchanged. December and March corn both last trade showed down 2 3/4. The January soybeans up 18.5. March up 18 cents. And March cotton 66 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866 Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.